Kiani, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me again.
Thank you so much for having me, Corinne. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I spoke with you when you first announced your candidacy, and that was fantastic. And now I'm wondering, what are you hearing as you're going door to door, or actually, are you going door to door?
Yes. So we haven't relaunched the canvas just yet. Getting ready to go out canvassing tomorrow and maybe Wednesday as well. But in the summer, when we were canvassing for the primary, we heard a lot about how folks are concerned about public safety. Folks are concerned about the trash in their neighborhoods, making sure that everyone, like, you know, kids have things to do that are like helpful. Those tend to be the big ones, mostly trash and public safety and quality of life as well.
Is there anything that you thought you knew, but after talking to residents in your area, you've changed your mind about?
I think luckily I had a lot of folks in my circle, and a lot of my experiences in Troy were really resonating with a lot of folks. I mean, I think some folks, you know, I knock on their door and I'm like, hey, what are some issues in Troy? And some folks, like, they didn't really have any bad experiences. So that was like interesting to hear that, because typically folks are like, oh, I have a whole laundry list of issues that I have that need to be addressed. But I don't think there's been too many things that my eyes have really been open to. It's just been really humbling seeing how many folks really resonate with what I'm saying and are just open to talking to me about the things that really concern them.
What are some of the proactive things that you'd like to do should you win?
Yeah, there's kind of three main values that I'm concerned about in this win, hopefully. Quality of life. So those are things like making sure that folks have affordable and dignified housing. So, you know, really making sure that our landlord registry is up to date and actually has like some sort of way of making sure that absentee landlords actually do their jobs. That can also include things like unionized jobs that have really big benefits and healthy working conditions and a number of social services that can help lift people up and out of poverty and into situations that are a lot more safe and dignified. I'm also really concerned about sustainability. That was my major at RPI. So I really care about the environment and how we are responding to the inevitable climate change, how our city is prepared for that. So implementing things like cooling stations where folks who don't have air conditioning can stay and avoid heat stroke, or even getting our parks into a space that's really well maintained and all that. And that first step that I'm finding is maybe getting a commissioner of parks, making sure that the folks working in the parks know like what the problem areas are. And then lastly is accountability. So that's, you know, making sure we're using our money and resources wisely in places that are going to build infrastructure and programs that are going to support our current residents while also investing in the future. And then also making sure that our police and leaders and other folks who may cause harm are being held accountable for their actions and either learning from their lessons or, you know, making sure that we have folks that really represent us well.
There's been a lot of discussion around development in Troy and in all of the various parts of Troy. What principles will guide your thinking about new development proposals?
Yeah, well, I think for new development, just making sure that they actually have affordable housing for folks. Many apartment buildings that get built in Troy all across the city, I can't even afford to live there. And, you know, I'm an RPI graduate. I work really hard. I've been a professional for a number of years now. And there are just some pricing that is just completely out of hand. I think many of these developers have the means to pay their taxes, so maybe reducing or kind of eliminating some of these pilot programs, these payment in lieu of taxes, and really thinking about being really intentional about what organizations, what kinds of folks are we incentivizing to come up to Troy, who may we be pushing out if rent prices are increasing and cost of living is increasing, who is getting left out. So really just thinking about development in a way of like, how can we ensure that the diversity of the city is preserved and the opportunities are not only available to folks who are really well connected or have a lot of money and resources.
Troy is set to get more than $45 million in COVID relief funding from the federal government. And I just saw today that the mayor released a plan. I haven't had a chance to look at it about how that money might be spent. Tell me three things that you think should guide how we spend the money, or three things you think that we should spend the money on.
Yeah, well, I'll do a little bit of both. So I definitely think One thing that we should really invest the money in is parks and making sure that those are, you know, accessible, making sure that our infrastructure for like different parks and pools are really good and solid. Another place I would love to see the money invested would be in the fire department. They have a number of vehicles that are older than I am. And I find that like astounding in terms of making the decisions about what we should be spending this on. In addition to those two things, I would really love to see like actual community input, because I think they really understand where the areas in your neighborhood where you're like, oh, well, this could be a park, or this could be like a place where folks could actually be spending time together and coming together instead of, you know, in our own little bubbles and silos. So I would really love to see like an authentic version of the city getting to make some decisions that aren't just top down.
You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm speaking with Kiani Conley Wilson. Kiani is a candidate for Troy City Council in District 5. This interview is part of a series that the Hudson Mohawk Magazine is doing, Election Watch 2021. Who do you look up to in the city, or who are you looking to for support, collaboration, or advice on some of the tough issues that you'll face?
Yeah, well, I've been really, really fortunate to have a number of endorsements from a variety of organizations that have expertise and knowledge about different issues in the city. So I really do look towards, like, you know, organizations like TELC, Citizen Action, the Working Families Party, just to name a few, as to folks who can help guide me and make some of these decisions, because I'm not an expert in a lot of these things, but I am connected with a lot of different folks who have a lot of different experiences than I've had. So really leaning on my endorsements for that has been really monumental and helpful for me.
What can you offer that your opponent can't?
So I've been, you know, working very hard throughout this entire year and even before then, building a lot of networks within the community, really understanding the issues, and really taking action. So something that I can do is I'm really great at listening and understanding what the issues are and then putting that input into a plan to actually address these issues and address them in a way that feels meaningful for both the person who has brought this to my attention and to me as well and to the city. So I think just my ability to connect with folks has been really what's been driving this campaign and been driving my passion to really come out and support folks in this kind of way.
Now, this is the first time you're running for political office. Mm-hmm. How are you finding the campaign season? Are you learning a lot? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I am certainly learning a whole lot. I've been elected within several different organizations to different positions before. So I'm totally used to like giving a speech, showing my credentials, but it's definitely been a learning curve and learning a whole lot of different skills and tapping into some things that I haven't done in a long time, like public speaking. You know, in the middle of a pandemic, you don't get to do too much of that. But I really am enjoying like all the new people that I'm meeting. A lot of folks, like if I'm walking down the street, I'll bump into like a whole bunch of folks that I know nowadays. I've been really enjoying connecting with folks. That's been like the most fulfilling part of this.
I'm going to ask you a series of rapid fire questions to which I'm going to ask you for either a yay or nay answer. Are you ready?
Yep.
Pay as you throw garbage fee schedule.
Ooh, I don't know. That one's a hard one.
Okay. Sound cannons for policing.
No.
The Second Avenue Lansingburg Development Project.
No.
Reallocating the current police department budget.
Yes.
Banning ATVs and dirt bikes from city streets.
Yes.
Legal marijuana dispensaries in Troy.
Yes.
And the Monument Square development, love it or hate it?
Ooh. That one's hard because I love parts of it. I don't think I've gotten around to other parts of it.
You're not alone in that.
Like, I really love the garden. I am really intrigued by the rooftop garden and seeing like, as like a gardener, I'm like, oh, well, are you guys going to plant native species there? Or are you just going to plant like random things that the city typically plants that sometimes are invasive species? And I only finished 1 year of architecture school, so don't like quote me on this, but I'm not an expert in this, but the concept of mashing together several building styles into one, I was like, oh, I never thought about that. But I think I liked it a lot better than some of the other presentations that I've seen.
good luck on the campaign trail. I enjoyed talking to you and thank you for giving me your time.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.